in John 4, Jesus accuses a group of people of being sign seekers. They live for the fantastic, for the feeling. But they wouldn't take Jesus at his word, no matter what sign he produced. So how do you know if you are a sign seeker? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We know we are sign seekers when we live to be impressed by Jesus, but not living under his authority. This is what we call therapeutic Christianity. It means this: we live for the feeling. We think the purpose of faith is to make us feel better. And when I'm not impressed or I'm not feeling good, then I give God an ultimatum that says, make me feel better or I'll take my religion somewhere else. Now, we don't say it in so many words, but it's true. And we may not say those things directly to God, but we live it out, perhaps in regards to what church we attend or stop attending. Church A makes me feel convicted and guilty, and I don't like that, so I'm going to go to church B where I feel important and nurtured. Or church A worship music is old-fashioned and stuffy. It doesn't make me feel like I do down the street at church B where my emotions are stirred. You see, when we live with this mindset, then we think life is all about happiness, thrills, and experiences and popularity. And if we're not careful, we'll parent our children in that way, ingraining in them that the most important thing in the world is themselves and how they feel. The authority for their lives will be their feelings instead of God's word. And that explains a lot of the situation we have in our world today. Therapeutic Christianity is no Christianity at all. As you pray today, please remember Yairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the House of LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.